This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Burlington Bees manager Aaron Nakula. Aaron, last couple of years, you managed the Kane County Cougars, then the affiliation switch. Was it strange going back to Kane County as a member now of the Bees?
Well, to be honest, Jesse, it was a little odd at first, being in the visitor's side, the visitor's clubhouse, visitor's dugout. After spending so many years since 04 in Kane County, got to know the people, got to know the area. Obviously, that's very close to my hometown, so there was a lot of familiarity with the place. But coming in as a visitor was quite strange, but the hospitality was fantastic, just like I remembered it when I was there on the home side. And I really enjoy going back to Kane County. It's a wonderful facility and a great area, and they draw a very good crowd, very fun to play in front of or manage in front of.
Looking from afar, from the Eastern Division, looking at this Burlington team, the record is outstanding, the stats are outstanding. How does the talent measure up to the past teams you've skippered?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. You know, from year to year, you just don't know who's going to come in. And this year, we've been very fortunate to have an outstanding group of young men, not only talent-wise, but just their character and the way they present themselves, their professionalism, the way they work, the way they prepare, the way they get ready for a ball game. And just the way they play the game. They respect the game. They respect one another. They respect the coaching staff. And it's been a very fun group to work with up to this point, as have all my teams. But, you know, this has been a good group. They've gone out there and played the game hard. Obviously, we have a very good record. But aside from the record, these kids are going out there and getting better each and every day. And that's the name of the game.
When you first meet your team in spring training at the start of the year, what basic expectations do you lay down for them?
Well, you know, in spring training, it's basically no expectations off the get-go. You're basically forming your team. You're getting to know one another. Obviously, you're not going to have your team until the last week of spring training, sometimes not until the last couple of days. So you just preach the game. You go out there and teach the finer points of the game. You always have your meetings before the game and after the game and ask them if there's any observations from the group in regards to what transpired during the game. And you just continue to preach the four facets, you know, the pitching, the defense, the hitting, and the base running. And then you form your team in spring training, you break camp, you get into your city, and you have your preseason meeting. And what I've done the last couple of years is I've had these young men develop a mission statement. You know, the staff leaves the clubhouse. These guys stay in there for however long it takes for them to come up with a mission statement, so to speak, or a mantra that they're going to play by or prepare by throughout the course of the season.
What sort of mission statement have you had in the past?
Well, you know, that's kind of a private thing, but basically these kids come up with things about, you know, respecting the game, respecting one another, going out there playing hard and just trying to get better each and every day.
Makes sense. Speaking to Burlington Bees manager Aaron Nakula, now the start of the season, you're getting to know the guys, but now here we are in June. All-Stars have been announced. We're getting near the start of the second half of the year. What kind of development do you want to see 2 months in?
Well, you know, you're always looking for these kids to improve in every facet of the game. Obviously, some have weaknesses that may be other strengths and vice versa. But, you know, no matter if we're 8-40 or 40-8, you just got to go out there and teach the game every single day. You know, in this organization, obviously, and every organization, I would imagine, player development is number one. We just so happen to have a decent record. But we got to go out there and make sure they're turning a double play the right way, or they're lining up on a cutoff the right way, or they're getting proper leads off of bases, or they're moving runners, or they're executing the bunt defense, and the pitchers are feeling their position, and just you know, the whole nine yards, the whole kit and caboodle. We got to make sure that we address it and make sure that these kids are learning. So if they have an opportunity to advance to the next level up in Stockton and play for Webster Garrison, they're prepared for that level, and so on and so forth. Webster Garrison prepares them for Double A. Steve Carsoni, Double A manager, prepares them for Darren Bush and Triple A, and then Darren Bush is kind of the final stop before these kids get into the big leagues and perform for Bob Guerin or any other big league team out there, for that matter.
How often do you talk to the other managers in the system?
We more or less text each other maybe a couple times a month, see how things are going, and just to touch base and check in and you know, make sure things are going well and wish them good luck and things of that nature.
Makes sense. Well, here we go into the humid days. This entire league, really the entire country, has been playing underneath a dark cloud. There's been an awful lot of rain. How does the humidity and the heat of summer start to affect the play?
Well, you're absolutely right, Jesse. It's been a very wet spring, a very cool spring, which has been kind of nice in one regard, but on the other side of the coin, it's a lot of doubleheaders, takes its toll on the pitching staff. And you know, now we're starting to move into the real summer in Midwest, where the humidity picks up, and these kids have experienced the wet and cold weather in early spring. Now they're going to experience the humidity and the hotness here in June, July, and August. So this is just the beginning. You know, ask me this question in late July, early August, when the dog days approach, I might have a different answer for you. But you know, even playing in the weather, it's all a part of the developmental process, because when they get to the big leagues, they're going to be playing 162 games plus a six-week spring training and maybe even playoffs, so they've got to be able to play in this type of conditions.
And finally, you've managed a lot of different players. You've taught and coached a lot of different players, guys of varying talent levels, varying work ethic levels. Do you see that one thing that sets aside the guys who make it to the major leagues or have that something special aside from the other players? Is there some trait that they have?
You know, it's an interesting question as well. You can kind of tell the young men throughout the league who kind of the cream kind of rises. You can tell who stands out at this point in time, whether they're young or a little bit older for the league. Obviously, the one word that comes to mind, and I'm sure you know any other baseball coach would say, is consistency. They're just out there and they're just consistent performers. There's not a lot of peaks and valleys, ups and downs. They're pretty consistent with their approach, both offensively and defensively. And then again, sometimes you might miss on a few guys. You might have a few guys that aren't performing so well in this league or at this level. But you know, two or three, four years down the road, they start to figure it out and they start to mature as a ball player and as a person. And they really start to figure it out. Maybe you know, high A or double A, and then their career takes off. But you know, the bottom line is, you need to figure it out sooner or later, or else you know you're going to weed yourself out of minor league baseball.
Burlington Bees manager Aaron Nakula. Aaron, thank you very much for your time.
Jesse, thank you.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Big Country 92.1.